Welcome back to today's Lely Radio Sports Page. We're visiting now with Indianola volleyball players.
Cameron Overton Jr.
Aspen Nelson Jr.
And the Indians tonight with a 4-set win over Norwalk in Little Hawkeye Conference volleyball play. Pretty impressive victory tonight, especially set 4 there where you guys came out and just took control. Talk about how motivated you were out of the set after the set 3 loss to come out and finish things off.
Yeah, I really thought we regrouped well after that disappointing kind of let down in that third set. But again, we came back really strong, and I'm really proud of our team.
Yeah, I think we just did a good job of huddling up, coming together, and knowing that maybe we didn't play our best in that third set, but really coming out with some fire and energy and knowing we wanted to finish it.
I think you two had some of your bigger kills there early in set 4. And Aspen, you had a couple aces in a row, one off the back line, one off the net. Big plays like that get you guys fired up?
Oh, for sure. We're a very momentum-driven team, and I think those big plays really just set us up for success in that fourth set.
Yeah, just like Cameron said, I mean, we always talk about how important momentum is, and just getting those little points mean a lot, and it really gives us a lot of momentum.
A couple of these sets tonight were grinded out down to the wire. I mean, set 1, you let a 24-20 lead slip away. You ended up winning that one. Set 2, you handled pretty well. Then you lose set 3. How good did it feel to kind of play with a big lead there in set 4?
It was definitely nice to be able to ease in after we got that lead at the very start and know that we had it and we were doing the right things and to continue on and just push through that final whistle.
Yeah, I think we were just able to relax and go back to playing our game, playing how we know how to play.
What does this one mean to you guys? I know you had a big win on this floor last year when they opened up the gym. Now, this is perhaps for the conference title, long ways to go, but what's it mean to come in to this place and get a big win like this?
We knew it'd be a tough game. Norwalk's a very good team. They always seem to play really good against us, and we knew we'd have to play some of our best volleyball throughout a whole game, and no matter how long that was, but coming in and getting that win really means a lot to us as a team.
Yeah, I think they always show a big crowd. We always like to bring a lot of people, so I just think playing in this atmosphere gives us a lot of energy and just, yeah, like Cameron said, we always know that they're going to play a good game against us, so just coming out with a lot of energy and fire.
Well, you're undefeated, 12-0. It's going to be tough to keep that going forever, but how good does it feel to be 12-0 at this point?
It feels really good to get this far in the season and still stay on such a high note, even after that first win. We've kept it going and stayed very high this whole season.
Yeah, it's amazing to know how steady we've played throughout all those 12 games, and yeah, we hope to keep it going.
That's Cameron Overton, Aspen Nelson. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Back on today's Lely Radio Sports Page with Indianola volleyball coach Kent Halstad following a big win for the Indians tonight at Norwalk, 3-1. Pretty impressive volleyball out there by your girls tonight.
Well, it's on us to love the game and play with tempo. You know, everybody's going to go to football, but we have to love the game and have fun playing. Then people will come and see us too. So our kids know it's on them to do that. And our body language, I thought, was good all night except in the third set when we lost. But it was so much fun in the fourth set to watch our body language.
To come out the way you did in set 4 after, you know, the way set 3 ended, kind of disappointing. I think you got the first 5 points. It was Cameron. It was Aspen on some big kills. Aspen had back-to-back aces there. I mean, really, when you got that 5-0 lead, it was almost over, wasn't it?
Yeah, and when you can control the other team's serve, you're pretty good because we have a good setter, then we can go tempo. And so that's what we kind of hang our hat on. We're very good. It's hard to pass. And the most important team skill is coverage, and we did that tonight. Very few teams work hard enough to cover, and Indianola does.
Noel Sutcliffe, the leader out there for Norwalk, night in and night out. What was your strategy against her tonight, and how did you feel you did?
Well, we watched her on video Thursday and Friday. I don't know if it helped or not, because she just has such a good hand on the ball. She can do everything she wants with the ball, and she knows the court so well. So maybe we slowed her down a little bit, but how do you handle that is you need to serve, receive, and kill the ball, and she doesn't even get it. So sometimes we focus too much on the other players. It's about our 6, it's about our 13 on our team, that if we control that and we serve tough, so it's really about us more than them sometimes.
Obviously a huge win for your team. Last year was the end of the season when you got the win here. Now it's really early on, and you came in here twice, and you're 2-0 in this gym.
I know, and it's a great atmosphere. That's what I love about being in the Little Hawkeye Conference. You go places, there's people in the stands, and it's great. So, and we needed to play Norwalk sometime. It would have been easy to say, why do we need to play him early? No, you need to show up and play, and we did that.
Yeah, that's 2 wins now over Norwalk, a best of 3 and a best of 5, and you're 12-0 overall. Just kind of talk about what's allowed you to get to this point without a loss.
I just say no drama, no drama. You're only as good as your best player and your best player. And maybe you've heard me say this before, but the best team doesn't always win. It's a team that plays the best together wins. And you saw that tonight.
Back on today's Lely Radio Sports page with Norwalk volleyball coach John Fulton following the team's 3-1 loss tonight against Indianola. Showed some fight there in the third set, but it just kind of wasn't your night. You kind of got to be almost perfect sometimes against this Indianola team.
Yeah, I think I talked to you earlier this week and said we just got to kind of limit our mistakes against Indianola because they will take advantage of them. That's what you saw. I mean, that fourth set and that second set, we just made too many errors. So, I mean, Indianola, that's a heck of a good team there. So all the credit goes to them. They do a good job of keeping us out of system. They do a good job of putting a swing on every single ball. So that's a good team. So they did a great job.
Noelle Sutcliffe started to come alive there, I think, the second half of set three, but it seemed like a lot of the night she was stuck in the back row.
Yeah. You know, we made some lineup adjustments there to kind of help her out and get some more swings in there. So the girls did a great job of adjusting in that third set when we made some changes. Hadley Michael came in to set a little bit. Hannah Hansen swung on the outside. Ava McKay switched over to the right side. So we were just able to add a little more offense, and the girls kind of did a really good job. So, you know, I wish we can restart and push the rewind button there in that fourth set, especially the beginning of that fourth set, because I think it could have been a different story. But, you know, I think we played a great job tonight.
You've got a week off now, which is kind of rare having a whole week off. What are you going to learn from this match, and what are you going to do in this week here?
We finally can, you know, work on some things in practice. You know, it felt like we had game, then practice, then game, then practice, and we didn't really have time. I didn't want to push them too hard when we had to play, you know, five games at a tournament the next day. So we can finally, you know, rewind, slow down a little bit, work on some things that we definitely need to work on. And with 17 games in the first, you know, 12 days, we have plenty of things to work on, so.